By crimes, I can see chap now annoying to Herbert Diddley, no, where they're having two or three horse wagon. Mm. They don't horses, I know. Yeah. Mm. And my father come down, he heat out of us, he says, hey, come on here. If I catch you down here again, what I'd...
We are Mrs. Nutter's side.
No.
You know them houses, they're up to front now, but you had some like that.
They went back.
Back.
Ah, yeah. Oh, Mrs. Nutter.
Mean that. You
no.
Mean on Spinner's Row or something?
Ah, ten day, right at 10 then, here, we stood there, that knows. Because it weren't rail
no,
then.
No, no, it just rail. Ah. Then they went up steps to
Powder. Ah. Powder. Mm. Eh, dear me, ah, there's been some changes around here.
Oh, there has.
And apart for that, I don't know whether they're for best, a lot on them.
Oh, no, no.
I'll tell you what I were thinking over after last week. I was just thinking about when South Africa war started,
yeah. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
And us lads going up to top of to Freemasons and watching Billy Howden and Jack Taylor and all them being carried shoulder high, drunk to the world and shoved them into carriages at Yowd Station.
Mm.
It were like a jubilee, weren't it?
Well, they used to be the same after elections, weren't it? How they used to crowd, but they don't seem to bother the same.
I wonder what they'd say today. They were to see them all going down to Bury like they went that day when Relief Ladysmith were. That was the first time ever I went on Bury football ground. Mm-hmm. And I went, I didn't pan out then.
No.
Railings had brought me down.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Al Gibson were just getting there when railings went, we went on.
Oh, no.
And there's one thing as I can always remember about that, that were Gawler, out folks.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He were a big one.
Then, yes, he were.
Ah.
But they never used to ride down, same as they do now.
Oh.
They used to walk or top of eight yonder. Long big gig there, yeah. I have done many a time. We're on 107 arches. Of course, I'm speaking of times when Thoud steam tram
were better.
He used to have to fire up then for...
And apart for that, they could walk...
quicker.
They could walk it up to the summit soon and know what they'd come up on steam tram at night down.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were a narrow gauge then on.
Yeah. And then in winter time they used to stop for to fire up to get the steam up.
And dropping sand on lambs for to come.
Open top some of them.
Mm. It's a marvellous thing, alterations that there's been, whether it's for best in travel. These here young'uns have seen a lot more than whatever we eat to see.
Oh, yeah.
And they've more money now than ever they had, and they don't know how to spend it greatly.
You think they're as hard, though?
Well, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
Well, I don't think they're
we
hard.
Live, we played hard, we lived hard, and we worked hard.
So,
because they aren't set today in a factory, they aren't, excuse me having all this say, but they aren't say in a factory today. Well, I'm not say today, but in her time, they'll tell somebody today.
Yeah, well,
only they take notice, Bernie, every one of her managers, as I can mention it down, they were not young chaps in a sense, they were 40-odd, but the whiskers, they looked 90-odd to us, didn't they? And then when they were getting a bit older, they had all the whiskers and the moustache shaved off to look younger.
That is so.
It were marvellous.
But they used to grow them, they said, for Quincy.
Ah, they said so. But they looked more in authority, does you see, when,
yeah.
Because they were on that. I can see what it were for. Mm-hmm. Oldens and young ones working together, and they look, same as we'll say for you, if you had somebody at 50 years old and worked at a place all days of his life, this manager would come, and he'd have whiskers nicely trimmed and everything, you know. Well, he looked more, as you might say, navy-like, officious. And they aren't saying aught to him, aren't they? And if they'd have set out to Spinner's again, they'd have good clout. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget when I went at Muir Elm at first. Old Bill Whiteside. George Whiteside's father, he'd have been on nothing odd now, if he'd have been alive. I broke some bobbins then, all in creel, in them double creels, and had to pull one out to put the other up back. When he took the time or two, he never used to bother so much more, but he used to let the nose that brought one.